Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump signs proclamation imposing $100,000 annual fee on H-1B visa applications, aiming to limit foreign workers in tech industry. India cautions its nationals over fake job offers in Iran. In Sudan, at least 70 people killed in drone strike on a mosque in Darfur region. NATO intercepts three Russian jets after Estonian airspace violation. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Sri Lanka to take on Bangladesh in first match of Super 4 stage at Dubai today. And now the news in detail. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation that will require a new annual $100,000 fee for applicants to the H-1B visa program, aiming to reduce foreign workers in the tech industry. Now, companies who apply to bring in workers from other countries on this visa will have to fulfill the amount as per visa payment annually. Additionally, the Trump administration has launched a premium immigration program targeting wealthy individuals worldwide, offering U.S. permanent residency through expensive gold cards. Talking to reporters, President Trump said the move will ensure that the people coming in the country are very highly skilled.
The country would rather not have to pay $100,000. So there's an incentive to hire American. But there may be instances where it's better off doing through expertise or whatever it may be. But they're both unbelievable, whether it's a gold card or everyone's going to be happy. And we're going to be able to keep people in our country that are going to be very productive people. And in many cases, these companies are going to pay a lot of money for that. And they're very happy about it.
U.S. President Donald Trump held a telephonic conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping yesterday, announcing that the Chinese leader has approved the TikTok deal, which would allow the social media app to keep operating in the U.S. In a social media post, President Trump said he appreciates the TikTok approval and looked forward to meeting President Xi at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation or APEC summit in South Korea next month. The Chinese readout said that the two leaders had a pragmatic, positive, and constructive phone call. Mr. Xi also said that China hopes that the U.S. will provide an open, fair, and non-discriminatory business environment for Chinese companies to invest in the U.S. India has said that it expects Saudi Arabia to take into consideration mutual interests and sensitivities in the bilateral strategic partnership. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, during a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, was replying to a media query on the mutual defense agreement signed by Pakistan and Saudi Arabia recently.
India and Saudi Arabia, a wide-ranging strategic partnership, which has deepened in the last several years considerably. We expect that this strategic partnership will keep in mind mutual interest and sensitivities.
On India-US trade talks, Mr. Jaiswal said, the two sides have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement.
We did have a delegation from the United States led by the assistant USTR, Brendan Lynch. He had meetings with senior officials in the Ministry of Commerce that was on 16th of September to take forward the ongoing negotiations for a trade deal with the United States. These discussions have been positive and forward-looking, covering various aspects of the trade deal. And it was also decided between the two sides to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of mutually beneficial trade agreement.
In yet another blow to Pakistan's false claims on the world stage regarding Operation Sindoor, a Lashkar-e-Tayyaba LET operative has accepted that the terror group's headquarter at Markaz-e-Tayyaba in Muridke was destroyed by the Indian armed forces in the operation. In a widely circulated video on social media, the LET commander has admitted that the Muridke terror camp, which was destroyed in the May 7 operation, is being rebuilt. He admitted that many terrorists received training at the destroyed camp. India has strongly cautioned all its citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said, there have been a number of cases recently involving Indian citizens who have been lured to travel to Iran on false promises of employment or with assurances that they would be sent further to third countries for employment. The ministry said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said any agents promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in connivance with criminal gangs. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. India has voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution that allows Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to address its upcoming high-level session through video. It comes after the US denied visas to Palestinian officials, preventing their participation in person. The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution titled Participation by the State of Palestine during its 80th session, with 145 nations voting in favor, 5 against, and 6 abstentions. The US and Israel opposed the measure, while India was among those supporting it. The general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly will commence on the 23rd of September, with the Palestinian head of state scheduled to address world leaders on the 25th of this month. Portugal will recognize a Palestinian state ahead of the UN General Assembly session, where the Israel-Palestine issue will be in focus. Portugal has joined Australia, Canada, France, and the United Kingdom in announcing plans to recognize a Palestinian state. In a statement released yesterday, the Portuguese Ministry of Foreign Affairs said, "The recognition will take place tomorrow, a day before a high-level conference on Palestinian statehood at the UN General Assembly." Earlier this year, UK and France announced that the countries would officially recognize a Palestinian state in September. In Sudan, at least 70 people were killed when paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, carried out a drone strike on a mosque in Al-Fashir city in Darfur region yesterday. The attack came on the day UN warned of deepening ethnic violence in Sudan's civil war, which has already killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. RSF has not commented on the incident. Estonia has formally requested a NATO Article 4 consultation after Russian warplanes violated its airspace yesterday. It said three Russian MiG-31 fighter jets entered the Estonian skies without permission and remained there for a total of 12 minutes over the Gulf of Finland. Under Article 4 of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, any member can convene urgent talks if they believe their territorial integrity, political independence, or security are at risk. A NATO spokesperson said the military alliance responded immediately and intercepted the Russian aircraft. However, Russia denied violating Estonian airspace. In Asia Cup cricket, the Super 4 stage of the Asia Cup will start today with Sri Lanka and Bangladesh face off at Dubai. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian time. India will take on Pakistan in their first Super 4 encounter tomorrow at the same venue. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have stormed into the semi-finals of the China Masters at Shenzhen. The duo defeated Chinese pair of Ren Xiangyu and Shi Haonan in the quarterfinals yesterday. The Indian pair will now take on Malaysian pair Arun Shia and Su Wee Yik today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. U.S. President Donald Trump signs proclamation imposing $100,000 annual fee on H-1B visa applications, aiming to limit foreign workers in tech industry. India cautions its nationals over fake job offers in Iran. In Sudan, at least 70 people killed in drone strike on a mosque in Darfur region. NATO intercepts three Russian jets after Estonian airspace violation. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Sri Lanka to take on Bangladesh in first match of Super 4 stage at Dubai today. That's the end of World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good day.